Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Apobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. In the very last episode, I spoke about sustainability and community and the necessity for your business to have a community, because that is the only way it can be sustainable. Well, some feedbacks came in and I got questions regarding how can you build a community, how can you choose the right community. So in this episode I'm going to be talking about the ability for you to choose your community. Just to get things very clear for us, first, there is no 5 ways to choose a community or 7 ways to choose a community. However, you must understand that community is 100% mutual interest based. 100% mutual interest based. Now, you knowing that this is mutual interest based, the first question you should put in mind is, how am I offering a value to my clients that is of mutual interest to them? Now, the ability for you to answer this question in consideration of your offer or your services is going to help you understand better if you're actually of interest to your audience. Now, your community basically starts from your immediate audience. Now, this is where I want to diversify a little bit, breaking your community into fragments. The first set of community, I like to call them the primary community, the secondary community, and then the tertiary community. Your primary community are your local environment, like those immediately around you, your next door neighbor, your church members, your market clients, those immediately around you. Then the second set, which is the secondary community, we're not talking about those who request for your services within other states around your country. All right, now you could export to other states in your country, or you waybill it down to them. Now this tertiary level of your community has to do with your international level, the global standard, all right? The global standard of it, where you have to do international transactions and stuff like that. You become a global recognized brand. Now, these are 3 levels of communities that we're looking out for. But most times, as the fact that we're in the 21st century, we jump the first, we jump the second, and we go straight to the third. We jump the primary community, we jump the secondary community, and then we also jump the we jump the primary and secondary, and we go all the way straight to the tertiary community. Just want to be global in the name of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. So now you're bidding out to a community that is not even in relation to first your culture. You're not in relation to secondly how you represent your ideals. All right, it's a different ballgame entirely. So you're spending more time, more energy, more resources trying to trust them, trying to make them to trust you. I mean, trying to convince them about your product, about your service, and it's a whole lot of effort, a whole lot of effort. And you doing this consistently is gonna bring you to a point where you begin to grow tired, because trust me, your resources may not be able to commensurate the results. Yeah, because your community basically builds strength from the local one. You cannot be a medical doctor without first going through primary education to secondary education, tertiary education, and you go to for your doctorate school and stuff like that. It's a process. It's a process. So let's be very, very realistic about how we approach our community. So the question I want to put before you now is, one, how are you perceived, or how do you relate with your local environment? If you go on Google Map and you're looking for businesses, Google always starts off with local businesses around you. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They understand this concept of community building for business growth. So it's going to ask you local businesses around you. It will never write for you international businesses, because they understand that it starts from the first chain of people in your circle, your immediate circle. So the question now is, how do they perceive you? How do they relate with you? How do you relate with them? Are you meeting their needs consistently? Are you giving them the value that they need? Are you giving them the time they need from you? Because people have daily needs. Do you have the capacity to meet their daily needs? Now, if you think about this thoroughly, you should be able to a very large extent put your business in the right community per time. It's dynamic, it changes. So don't have the idea of choosing your community in the context of, this is the community I am in, this is where I will be. No, it's not a forever thing, it's dynamic, it changes. Even as the society changes, the economic system changes, the government changes, everything changes. The same way your community changes. That is why as a business, you stay innovative. As you stay innovative, you carefully ensure that you're consistently building your community choice based on the immediate community, the intermediate community, and the advanced community. You're talking about the primary, the secondary, and the tertiary. That's talking about the local, the national, and the international. All right, these are the three levels of community you should be looking out for. But remember, the strength of whatever your international community is going to be is highly hinged on the strength of what your local community is. If I am your brother and I cannot talk about your business, a foreigner wouldn't. You must understand this. A foreigner cannot do that. So the question is, you should always try your best to offer solutions to those around you. They are the core. I don't know how else I'm going to expatiate on this, but this is how the community works. This is how the community works. If you are not known in your environment and you just want to be on Instagram, you want to be on Facebook, you want to be on Twitter talking to some persons far away from you and hoping that someday they're just going to get to you and start paying you in dollars, you're missing out from a lot of things that your community can offer you. It is a mutual interest, and you should not jeopardize this for anything. Stay in the community, build it deliberately. They are right around you. Stop going too far. All right, stop going too far. I don't want your business to come to a point where it gets choked up by noise. All right, get results. Results. Yeah, results. And those results are things that you can actually achieve if you can choose your community wisely per time. Stay dynamic. Stay innovative. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I look forward to your feedback, and if you need more assistance regarding how your community can be built and sustained, feel free to drop a message. I'm always available to respond to any message whatsoever. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Remember, the business of entrepreneurship is not in your capacity to innovate or your capacity to sell or buy. It is in the capacity for you to build a sustainable structure that outlives you.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Apobome Ejiro.